Sports.
All right, ladies and gentlemen around the Delaware Valley, welcome to the Sanjay and Jim Show here on WWDB Talk 860.
Hey.
By the way, we've got an awesome guest here today. But, you know, hold your hat because we're going to have a little fun while we talk law. This is an incredible, unique broadcast and a lot of fun here every month. So,
amateur hour.
Well, nobody uses the 1950s sound effects anymore, but we do. We're bringing it back, Jim.
We should.
We're bringing it back. And so I am ecstatic to have in the house Tom Bosworth. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Fantastic. Bosworth Law. And I can tell you, I was doing some research and you know, pretty impressive, man.
Wow.
I mean, I was looking at, you know, a lot of your track record and you know, it's certainly, you know, for a, you know, young dude in your 30s with, you know, you've had a ton of success. If you would, a little bit about yourself and your practice.
Well, thanks for saying that. And, you know, not too bad for a guy who whose dad was a cop and mom was waiting tables.
Yeah, man. Hey,
not too shabby.
No.
So I'm really.
Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from. Grew up in a small town in Massachusetts that nobody's ever heard of for sure. But been in Philly since 2013. Went to Temple for law school. My wife's from Bucks County, so I lived with my in-laws first year of law school. I don't recommend.
It. Or them living with you.
Yeah, both ways.
Either way, you're outnumbered.
I'm kidding. They're awesome, but I was taking the train in, and then
this was Bucks County. Okay.
Yeah. So they live in Richboro.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Yep. So I got on the Warminster train every day, headed down to Temple.
Yeah. So my wife's family's from Richboro.
Oh nice.
Oh yeah. Wow. It's been there many, many times.
You're a Philly guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm 5 minutes away from the station, which explains why I'm the last one here.
No, you're not. Sanjay's the last one. And then Marla's not coming at all.
She's not. And you know, about Sanjay, he's been here since 7 o'clock this morning, but he likes to make a grand entrance. So he's really here.
The king.
Right? It's so important, so you know he's there.
That's
the whole thing.
Yeah.
TJ, you got the horns, the trumpets for when Sanjay comes in? Okay, because you know he's in the other room. He just said traffic was bad like he always does.
Well, doctors can be like that, right?
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Very true.
Because they know we don't have other options, especially at the... I'm sorry.
No, it's good. I went to Temple and did... I went there because I wanted to be a trial lawyer because my grandmother actually died when I was 18 from medical negligence.
Oh.
And... you know, we didn't have lawyers in the family. I didn't come from that world. You know, I don't even think we knew a lawyer. And we couldn't find anyone to take the case. And it really fired me up because it just felt like nobody cared. And so when my dreams to become a Major League Baseball player fell through.
Right around the same time mine did.
Obviously, you played high school ball.
I played high school and then I played a little in college in Florida. We actually ended up moving from Massachusetts to Florida when I was 15, of moving around, but you know, that was my first entree to the law and thinking maybe I could do this and be, you know, actually care about people.
Let me ask you a crazy question.
A novel concept, right?
If someone came to you with your grandmother's story now, would you take the case?
Yeah. Like,
okay, so it was a solid case. That's just nobody picked it up.
Yeah, it was, and I'm comfortable talking about it because it's been. But it was a suicide.
Oh,
and she has had a history of bipolar disorder.
Oh.
But she was, you know, let out of what was supposed to be a locked unit. She was in for 3 days, and they let her out, and she took her own life. And I actually just settled. What was, I think, the largest reported suicide medical malpractice case a couple months ago, which I'm...
I did see that.
Yeah. But a lot of lawyers
shy
away
from that. If you need a lawyer, Tom's your man because he gets crazy numbers.
Yeah, I mean, incredible for such a young person. But that inspiration is, you know, I mean, it's just amazing. And now,
Well, that's why he's a great lawyer.
But also the fact that not only did he become a lawyer, he, first of all, a lot of times when an attorney, you know, goes to law school, no matter what your reason for going, you might find another specialty, for crying out loud. But you stuck to your guns, for lack of a better term, and you're now doing cases under the, you know, in the same area, obviously, that what happened to your grandmother and that inspired you to get in there. So when you went to law school, was your focus 100% on that area? And you know, like, without, you know, obviously with blinders on, and now here you are doing it. Talk about that, because you get exposed to a lot of different things once you go to school.
I remember walking into law school, and I love Temple, by the way. Like, great law school. Have so many mentors there. But I remember walking in and looking around and thinking, geez, I don't belong here. You know, like, everybody.
I'm sure it's intimidating.
Oh, yeah, and I didn't have any, you know, it's not like people in my family went to law school. I'm looking around, this guy's dad's a judge, this person's this, that, the other. I'm like just some kid from a small town.
Shout out to Jim Beasley, who, by the way,
yeah,
I have done broadcasts with Michael Vandermeer, a friend of yours.
Yeah.
So always a shout out to Michael, a client, and one of the great, we've done so many incredible shows.
Does Beasley
shows.
Have a show?
No, but he's been a guest several times. And, you know, the Beasley School.
Oh, yeah.
Of law.
That's his father, yeah.
That's his father, and he, by the way, teaches there, so.
Oh, yeah. He does?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Jim Jr.'s quite the guy, in addition to flying airplanes.
Wow.
Excellent lawyer.
He has his own Air Force. He's got MiGs, P-51s, Spitfires.
Exactly.
He's got planes that you could that are just dream planes. Getting back to what you were talking about earlier with the mental health case that committed suicide, when they're discharged early, is that the doctor's negligence or is it the insurance company cutting off reimbursements?
Well, sometimes those two things overlap, but you know, a lot of times the reason the doctor cuts them loose is because of insurance.
Right.
You know, they're not going to tell you that up front or admit it, and you're probably not going to find it in the medical record. But you bet your bottom dollar, if you poke around enough, and you pull the cover back, you're going to find out.
Wow.
I can't remember exactly, but I know recently, maybe it, and I don't know if it was on the broadcast, but I heard the same thing, where somebody went in, they were diagnosed. I'll remember it after the show, I'm sure. And they let them out, even though they shouldn't have let them out, and the same thing happened. I have to really, really think about it, but it you know, it sounds like something that is, you know, not something. It's not the rarest as somebody would think. I mean, it's. By the way, a young person like yourself, and I mean you're not young in person years, but you know you've been a lawyer for about almost 10 years,
yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. But doing medical malpractice or any type of malpractice, typically speaking, a lot of people, a lot of firms, and even good firms, will market it, but they have referral partners, but you actually do it, and I saw that. You know, those you know, verdicts and settlements, okay, that, you know, you have done. I mean, your passion, did it ever waver in regards to, like I said earlier, did it ever waver in regards to the type of law you wanted to study?
I remember, like, just wanting to be in the courtroom in law school. You know, I always wanted to be in the courtroom. I couldn't fathom some people, no offense, but they want to do mergers and acquisitions. I'd rather mow lawns for free.
Right.
But I
watch those videos.
Yeah. And I remember, so I toyed with the idea of maybe being a prosecutor or a public defender, because you get in the courtroom. But always in the back of my mind was the malpractice stuff, because you can be in the courtroom, and I obviously had the personal experience.
So you like the theatrics.
Well,
the horse and pony show. Hold on 1 second. Do you mind if we open the phone lines?
Not at all.
888-329-3306. We have Tom Bosworth here. Tom, what's your contact information?
So my phone number is 267-928-4183. And then my email is Tom, T-O-M, at Tom Bosworth. That's B as in boy, O, S as in sand, W-O-R-T-H, tom@tombosworthlaw.com. tom@tombosworthlaw.com.
And what about, do you have a website?
I do. tombosworthlaw.com.
That's easy. tombosworthlaw.com.
And I'm going to kind of, I was just on that website and I'm looking at.
Do you have the verdicts on there?
Yeah, well, I included
so our,
them.
So our listeners can do their research and see the phenomenal numbers that you get in your settlements.
I mean,
you're the man.
You know,
thanks,
and having that's no joke. I was very impressed, and so certainly, you know, let's kind of talk a little bit about it. First of all, when did you decide to start your own firm?
It wasn't really a decision of mine, actually. It was I was working at another firm, and that situation ended.
Okay, all right.
And so that's when I...
And they'll unnamed.
but my point that you could have, by the way, you could have, there's a million firms out there, you could have, with your skills, could have gone to other firms. At that point, did you, in other words, would you like, okay, I'm going to start my own...
Yeah, I mean, I was approached by other firms at that time. And said, "Hey, you know what's going on, and you know maybe we could work something out." But you know, I made a decision to bet on myself at that time, and so far.
Now,
many years have you been on your own?
Oh, just over a year.
Oh, just a year, and it's just you, or do you have someone else with you now?
Just me in terms of lawyers. Now we just hired a first associate who's not even out of law school yet. So he's got to pass the bar, and then.
So if any of our lawyers sign up with you, they're going to get your undivided attention.
The lawyers? You mean your clients?
What did I have it backwards?
If any of our lawyers
sign up with you as a listener.
Well, I do want to say dyslexia?
I was going to say, I try to talk to other lawyers as little as possible. No,
888-329-3306.
Also, just so you understand, every time he gives that number, I had an old girlfriend of mine calls up, and I got to call.
And she wants money.
I asked you to please bring up some kind of a divorce lawyer to keep me,
God
you know,
because
it's the fifth divorce I've gotten since we started.
Well, I gave my wife the number, so she might call me and get mad at me because I didn't bring the trash out or something. Yeah.
Now you have kids.
Well she do you?
Yeah, I have two kids.
Oh,
yeah.
How old?
My son's 3 and my daughter's 1.5.
God, what great ages.
Awesome. You guys aren't busy at all. That. These guys are sleeping all night long. The kids are old enough to fend for themselves. The gravy train's over.
It's funny. They sleep through the night, but these kids wake up at like 6:30 rocking and rolling. And I'm like, can you give me like another hour?
I think your wife gave birth to roosters.
Right. Well, that didn't all of ours. But let me just say one thing. And I'll play out there that, you know, obviously, you know, I say this, by the way, I say this, I live in an area where all the people on our block, all the young people about your age, and I guess but I'm giving my age out, but they all have kids. And I walk up to them, I'm an old timer. You know, you can say whatever you want when you're an old. And I'll be like, yeah, so my neighbor, Kevin, and his wife, Rachel, they have the baby and they're walking it and all that, and walking with the family. And I'll say to Rachel, can you please help him? Get up, you know, just give him a hand for once, right? And he just, I was going to say that, but I don't want to get you in trouble because I'm just kidding. Let's talk a little bit about your specialties. Okay. Personal injury. Okay. What areas of personal injury do you focus on for our listeners? Because I know obviously you do some of the med mal, especially in that particular area. But talk about the wide array.
Yeah. So I really handle anything that we call catastrophic. So death or really serious injury.
Wrongful death.
Yeah. And that can be... against some of the biggest companies for toxic exposures. Like I have cases going against Monsanto right now that have been covered in the news recently for little kids who have cancer from pollution, defective products, car accidents,
okay,
commercial car accidents, trucking accidents. So really, like, unfortunately, when the worst stuff that you think of happens, that's kind of when I get involved.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. And then we're gonna have more questions for Tom Bosworth. We'll have more from the Sanjay and Jim Show in just a minute.
Right now, someone in the world is trying to figure out what their significant other wants for dinner.
What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want?
It's a devastating process that can make you feel anxious, confused, even angry.
What do you want?
There are millions of people feeling the same dread at dinner time every day. You are not alone, and thankfully, there is support. The National Association for Unimportant Relationship Decisions has free virtual meetings, online support sessions, and a restaurant randomizer, all on an easy-to-use app. You can also access online forums to receive assistance from other people struggling just like you. The NAURD app was developed in partnership with world-renowned psychologists, marriage therapists, and restaurant owners, all of which have provided a wealth of information for your access. Download the free app today for Apple or Android, or visit NAURD.org for more information. Don't choose dinner on your own. The NAURD is there for you.
Thanks to the NAURD, now she knows what she wants.
The NAURD is not a real organization, and none of the proceeding is true.
Somewhere around 400 feet off the ground, an RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. When I first got out, I felt like my whole life had been smooshed down to just medical appointments. I was going to occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. I'm not sure I would still be here if I didn't find the Friends and Wounded Warrior Project that I did. Because there was a long period after the injury where I really didn't understand why I was still here. I felt like I had lost everything. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night, not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat? Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover,
not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat?
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
My name is Alana. I was 6 years old, and I got diagnosed with cancer. I come to San Diego for treatment.
After her last treatment on December the 4th, I was just kind of having a conversation with her, letting her know, Alana, you did awesome. I mean, so proud of you. Like, there, you fought, you accepted whatever was happening, you went with it. And her words to me were, Mommy, thank you so much for helping me get through this. She said, I could not have done this without you. This was very hard. And I couldn't even hold my tears because when I think about it, I would not have been able to get through this without St. Jude. And so once we became part of the St. Jude family, everything was okay. Thank you, St. Jude, for helping me get her through this, because I wouldn't have been able to do it without them.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Sanjay and Jim Show here on WWDB Talk 860. Shout out to TJ, our producer. He's a semi-good guy. I could say a lot of bad things about him, but he's big and he's going to beat me up if I say that. So he's the best. We appreciate him. I wonder sometimes, Jim, when I mess with TJ on air, why I go blank a lot. Why I'm talking.
I go blank a lot.
Exactly.
I guess that's age.
Our guest is Tom Bosworth of Bosworth Law. You talk about catastrophic injuries. Okay.
Well, hold on 1 second. 888-329-3306. If you have any questions. Now, Tom, not only do you do catastrophic work, you were telling me earlier you do personal injury, slip and falls. Look at this weather. I'm sure people are slipping and falling on the ice, fender benders, car accidents. This is all Tom.
That's a good point.
And he gets big numbers.
No, he does. I was wondering when I got out of the car in the parking lot. I know that that there's like a...
I see your hands all scraped up. Did you fall in the parking lot here?
It's funny you mention that.
Because we'll go right over my office, sign up with Tom. We're set. Right. We'll own the place.
Moving his hand around pretty good, though.
Hold on. I know what happened. I was taking down the Christmas decorations, carried a box into the basement, and I accidentally hit a piece of wood with my hand.
Looks painful.
It does look painful, but I'm a macho guy. I then took my hand, put it in fire, and laughed for 15 minutes.
I know.
It's the kind of man.
Well, you're an iron worker.
Tough
on iron. He was an iron worker.
Union iron. That's right.
He used to climb the beams.
Yeah, that's
he
no
did
joke.
All that. He's the real deal.
Not the beams that people that get greased up when the Eagles win.
Oh no,
the actual beams that you guys are
and they really grease them.
We climb the columns. The columns are vertical. That we walk on the beams.
All right, let me ask you a crazy question. When they grease those poles, if somebody goes up the pole and falls, would the city be liable? Causing that injury by creating an environment that they knew was slippery and a person could get hurt.
It's a great. I'm not going to say that no lawyer would take the case.
I do want to tell you.
I don't know that I would, but
by the way, you don't have to worry about it. We're no longer in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
Who is this guy right here? Right, you got. Hold on. Hold on. Give. Hold on for 1 second.
Are you waiting for TJ to do it right?
Right. So we got the horns playing, Doc. Hold on.
So Sanjay just walked in.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry? You've been here since 7 o'clock
we
this morning.
We are professional radio men.
They're saying you like to do a grand entrance.
Yeah, he does. He's been here since 7 o'clock this morning. And then he texts us 10 minutes before the show and says, this traffic's horrible. I was driving everywhere. Zero traffic. You were in the other room drinking coffee. They just played the horn.
I see a patient who drove from Delaware. And she dropped her phone outside of Wawa somewhere. And I mean, she just couldn't make it to me. And I waited for like 90 minutes or so.
Wow. Now I see you're injured too. Did you fall in the parking lot also? We're going to own this place.
No.
And we got Tom's going to represent us.
By the way.
Joe fell and you fell in the parking lot.
We're just kidding. By the way, they did a fantastic job here at the station, with the snow removal and all. But let me just, on that question, even for residential places, there's still a reasonable part. And I'm talking to Tom Bosworth of Bosworth Law, who's our guest on the Sanjay and Jim show here. Tom, somebody has a reasonable amount of time to remove their snow, right? So, in other words, if it starts to all of a sudden, we've had a couple times that
that's
can remember.
That's a great question.
Where it starts to rain right around when it's 32 degrees. It's a spray, and it actually hits the ground, and it ices.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody walks up the street at the 10 minutes after it starts and they slip, that is not, the landlord or the owner of the property has to have a reason. I think it's at least 2 hours. They have to have a reasonable amount of time to remove the snow or the ice, correct?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that there's like a set time cutoff, but to your point, it's what would a reasonable person do? So in that situation, I think, most people would not be expected to figure it out or fix it right away.
But it's
a certain time.
My next door neighbor's a contractor, and his son does a lot of the landscaping, and he does the snow removal. And he brought up some interesting things because he does a lot of these big parking lots, but we haven't had a lot of snow. Okay, so keeping those contracts and keeping employees, there's an art to it, obviously. I mean, they work in other areas. He does the landscape and then do a lot of stuff. It's their slow time. But man, it hit us pretty hard over the last day or two. You got to get the crew together and out there, and a lot of landlords are dependent on them. And so, when you talk about negligence, there has to be a situation, that's reasonable. You mentioned, and I went through this, and obviously ecstatic to bring in Dr. Sanjay Mednati, who's been, in traffic for a while. It's good to have you, Doc. Oh,
thanks, man.
Why should I have you back?
Busy morning.
You look familiar. He looks familiar.
How long have you been in India?
I was there for 20 days.
Wow. Sanjay has a home in India. I always tell everybody about your net worth.
Yeah.
He's very rich.
Is it warmer there?
Much warmer, yeah. Yes.
Wait, he didn't tell me about your net worth. You're buying lunch. He's buying lunch today.
My net worth
very,
is
very,
negative.
Very rich.
I'm not kidding.
We all are.
It was quite warm, like, lowest was about 45 at 3 or 4 in the morning, and the highest was like 75. so all day. So it was wonderful.
We've been very fortunate here in the Delaware Valley over the last couple of years. Okay, and certainly there's the word that is out that we're supposed to have a right over there, Doc, right there. Somebody came in here
Chick-fil-A
and ate these.
Our sponsor.
Our non-sponsor, Chick-fil-A.
Jim is here. Yeah. Chick-fil-A is going to be here.
Yep.
So having said that, Tom, if you were, you were the youngest lawyer in the history of Pennsylvania to obtain a jury verdict in excess of $10 million for a living client.
Wow.
As lead counsel, the verdict was $19 million. Talk to us about that. That's pretty damn good.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Now you're buying lunch. I was
really yeah. What the heck are you talking about?
Well, it's on appeal, so I haven't been paid yet. But it was a case involving a delay in diagnosis of what's called an AVM, an arteriovenous malformation in a woman's spine. Oh. And it was a 3-5 year period of time. She was going to her primary care doctor, complaining of back pain and her legs getting numb, tingling worse over time. And he never sent her for any imaging of her spine. He never sent her to a neurologist. He never sent her to any sort of doctor that specialized in this type of thing. And she ended up an incomplete paraplegic.
Now, this was her family doctor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Penn Medicine family doctor in Media, Pennsylvania.
Are you listening, Sanjay?
He's probably texting.
That's scary stuff.
He's probably texting.
I'm getting the hell out of here.
He's texting his office manager. Send everybody for an MRI.
He's going to get mad at me because sometimes I sue doctors.
So. No, I mean, AVMs you see and, I mean, you follow it and, if it's bigger issue, you send them to a surgeon. But if the guy would have just done an MRI.
Right.
Yeah.
That would have probably saved a lot of trouble to the patient.
What was really interesting about the case, she actually worked at Penn and couldn't work anymore because of her disability. And they hired experts that Penn did to come in and say she's really not disabled.
Okay. Our car keeps hanging up, but she's going to call back, I'm sure.
Right.
Having said that, also, a $7 million settlement on behalf of a mother whose mentally disabled son wrongfully died at a group home. Your experience is vast. When you that's a big responsibility. Okay, talk about when somebody walks in your office. Okay, with that type of a situation, really both situations. What's that first conversation like? And a lot of we talk a lot about the nuts and bolts, but also having that first conversation with a family that comes in whose lives are devastated, and being able to have that conversation because, as you know, and you're going through, with insurance companies do not just roll over no matter how obvious it is, and sometimes these cases take some time. Okay. What's that first conversation like? And throw in the empathy part, because you're sitting across from somebody whose life is potentially, it's devastating in one way or the other, or their family, because you deal with wrongful death suits. How does that, emotional, how do you handle that, from a bedside manner, number one, and then number two, to talk about the importance of kind of giving it to them straight. Some of these cases take some time, and it's not going to be an easy road, because insurance companies, like we talked about, do not just roll over.
Yeah. I've never felt more powerless than when you're sitting across from somebody whose child is paralyzed
or
whose wife died. And I learned really quick there's nothing I can say that's going to make the situation better. And that's a powerless feeling. But what I try to do off the bat, lawyers love to talk.
Yeah.
But my most important job at that first meeting is to listen intently and understand exactly where they're coming from and exactly what happened and also what they want to achieve, because not everybody wants to achieve the same thing. Some people want a jury trial. Some people want a settlement. Some people want to effectuate change. So,
right.
All right. You just hit on something right there.
Now, you're the check and balances of our society.
What you just said, effectuating change. Okay, that is such a big deal that people don't talk about. I said, shout out to my next door neighbor, Ken Sawistra, because I talked to him about this. That backup beep, beep, beep on a truck, he's a contractor with trucks, and when they back up, you hear that sound. That is change that was created because somebody was catastrophically injured or worse, because a truck backed up and a lawyer was able to at least get some type of justice to make sure. Now, I the settlements and the verdict to be able to make somebody be able to live is one thing, and then making sure it doesn't happen to somebody else. Talk about that part of it also, and how important that is to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you brought up the example of the truck beeping, I think about all the people that love to make fun of personal injury lawyers and
they're way off.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, there's some there's some truth to that with some people, but I do find it kind of interesting that I think the insurance industry and corporate America has done an excellent job at stigmatizing lawyers who literally represent real people who are harmed, as opposed to, I don't know, the insurance company lawyers and the corporate lawyers who really exist to kind of prevent justice from occurring, in my opinion.
Well, let me just throw something right out there, okay? Contingency fee agreement. Enough said, mic dropped. Okay, that tell our listeners what that is.
That is a basically you don't the lawyer doesn't get paid unless you win. So in all my work, I'm fronting the costs and paying for all the costs. And if we don't win, that's a loss I take on the chin, and I'll never get paid. The client's never charged. It's a risk I take, and we only take a fee if the case settles.
And to me, that's the great equalizer. Let's back up here a little bit. And you know, I love how we simplify things. I mean, that case sometimes doesn't settle for 2 years, 3 years. You're investing in the case. You know, let's talk about that, because it could take a long time and no out-of-pocket costs come from the plaintiff.
Yeah, it does take at least 2 years, 3 years in most of these cases, and it's frustrating if you're the client. But that's kind of the system we're in, and insurance companies and defendants do everything they can to delay the payment, even if it's a just case and they know they're going to lose.
And preparing that client on that first day is so important.
Yeah.
So you're not getting a call in 2 weeks saying, are we close?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, what's that conversation like a lot? Because it can be confusing to somebody who says, this is obvious. What do you mean it could take a year or longer? It's just the way it is.
I tell them usually straight up what I just said to you, which is that, you know, there's an interest on the other side, the insurance company. They don't want to pay, even if they know they're wrong and they're going to lose. And they'd rather put you through 2 or 3 years of misery and pay you what they know they're going to pay you in 3 years than do it today, period. And I see, which is kind of concerning to me, a significant conflict a lot of times between the actual defendant, so let's say a doctor, and the insurance company. Because a lot of doctors actually, not all the time, but a lot of times they think about the case or they remember it and they say, you know, geez, this is, yeah, I mean, we should settle this. The insurance company doesn't agree with them. And certainly the lawyer being paid by the insurance company to bill by the hour, why would they want the case to settle today if they can bill it for 3 years?
Well, let me just throw something else at you. I've heard stories where they even work with work injuries where the insurance company, I mean, I'm sorry, the boss, the owner of the company was a witness to it and said, listen, they got injured on the job, and the insurance company still, that the boss is paying, maybe he's the owner of the company, it was a construction accident, and they're still fighting it. I mean, is that, you know, is that just from what I understand and what we've talked about, insurance companies are in the business of accepting premiums, not paying out settlements.
That's the country we live in. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the country we live in.
No question about it. What trait describes you, Tom, as a lawyer? What do you think your best trait is?
Putting me on the spot.
Yeah, come on.
Probably tenacious.
Okay, well, that's a good trait. That's a great trait. All right, guys, let's do this. Dr. Brady, if you would, a little bit about yourself and your practice, because we have not, talked about it, but you handle a lot of work
back
injuries
pain,
and
neck pain,
and
workers' comp,
injuries.
Personal injury, auto, Dr. James Brady. I have offices in East Oak Lane, near Elkins Park, Cheltenham Avenue, Port Richmond near Kensington, Richmond and Allegheny, and outside Northeast Philly, Lower Ben Salem, right off Bristol Pike, which is Frankfort Avenue. We specialize in neck and back pain, and we accept all insurances.
So having said that, when you talk about somebody who's got a case, you know, that if they've been injured and you get a, you know, you get Tom Bosworth sending a client over who needs medical care, if the case, obviously a personal injury case can take time.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
And if it's a work comp, it could be a claim petition. You heard about the contingency fee agreement when it comes to our lawyers, but it, you know,
very similar with us.
You're talking about, because they're not coming out of their pocket. You know, how do you work that?
Sometimes, well, it depends on what kind of case it is. If it's an auto, we'll treat them. The auto insurance pays, and then it switches to their health insurance, and then from there, you know, if there is no health insurance, we'll wait for our payment. We'll continue to treat the patient, and then we get paid in settlement. Sometimes the workman's comp pays all along. Sometimes it's in litigation where they stop paying the injured employee and the doctors, and then we'll get paid at the end if the case, you know, if they win, if they're successful.
Doc Sanjay Manati, talk about your practice, if you will.
Hello. Our practice is two doctors, myself, Dr. Sanjay Manati, and Dr. Anju Manati. We are international spine pain specialists. We have a practice in Langhorne, Oxford Valley Pain and Spine Center. Also have a surgical center close by there, Oxford Valley Pain and Surgical Center. And same as what Dr. Brady said, we take care of injury patients. And yes, for the MVAs is the motor vehicle, then personal health. We do take letter protection. And the work comp is same in the industry for everybody.
And it's pain management.
Absolutely.
And certainly, when you talk about pain management these days, it's such a wide area where you have a lot of different modalities to treat.
Our practice is mainly interventional spine injections, mostly non-narcotic medications, acupuncture, massage. That's basically.
And so, you know, when you get into these situations, Tom, and somebody has been catastrophically injured. I mean, you're talking, you know, a situation where they can't work, you know, and God forbid, but, you know, a loved one may have been lost. How do you handle that, you know, when it comes to, let me just 1 second, when it comes to the medical?
A lot of it's just one day at a time, and, you know, hopefully they have insurance that can cover it, but it depends.
Well, that's why it's important, you know, that you have, I guess, medical professionals that obviously work with the client and take, like you said, Doc, a letter of protection. We have a caller. We have Kara from Ben Salem. Kara, thanks for calling. How can we help you?
Hi. I have a friend whose mom is in a nursing home and she's bedridden. And they went and saw her the other day, and it doesn't look like she's being bathed or cared for on a daily basis.
Okay.
They tried calling to talk to somebody, but nobody gets back to them. What do you suggest that they do?
Tom?
I would go there in person.
Okay.
Or whoever is the family member, go there in person and demand to speak to who's in charge.
Now,
as long as there's no policy against it, which there wouldn't usually is not, but you would want to have evidence of what's going
on.
Keep notes.
Certainly, you know, if there seems to be a negligent situation, and Tom, what would you suggest?
Call a lawyer. I mean, it may not be something. It may be, but it's
and there's no cost.
Cost to figure that out. You know.
Okay.
Would you take a case like that, Tom?
Yeah, depending on.
And how would she get in contact? TomBosworthLaw.com?
Yep.
That's easy. TomBosworthLaw.com.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
I'll get the information on.
Oh,
okay.
It's all a pleasure. Thank you. Thanks for the call, Kara.
BosworthLaw.com.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Thank you.
Thank you as well.
Bye.
I mean, you know, you do hear a lot about, and that's a form of personal injury, obviously. You certainly, what a negligent population are elderly in nursing homes.
Yeah, they're the forgotten ones, unfortunately.
But, you know, it's very interesting because I've done a lot of shows on nursing home neglect. And you have a lot of great employees, but a lot of times, so there's different types. They're owned by, some are owned by hedge funds. And when they're owned by a hedge fund, it's profits over care often. That's why it's so important to obviously get a free legal consultation to find out if your loved one's being, you know, if there's a negligent situation there where your loved one is not being taken care of and there's bed sores and all those things. You know, that's...
One of the what you just said, I mean, I didn't realize how much hedge fund money there is in healthcare. I mean, our healthcare system is becoming kind of overridden in some ways by private equity money, and I'm not necessarily saying that's a bad thing, but you can run into problems when that happens. Because, like you said, when the focus is on profit only, or prioritizing that over safety,
absolutely, yeah. No question about it. Well, the bottom line is that and so what ends up, we've seen situations, it even gets into unions, and I'll tell you how. So, you know, sometimes you have a patient to nurse ratios, okay, and the nurses are overwhelmed. They don't have the person power, and that, by the way, goes into some hospitals that are owned by hedge funds. And when that happens, sometimes you know, good people and elderly get slipped through the cracks, for lack of a better term. And that can be a legal situation. We'd all sacrifice that, by the way, for great care for our loved ones. So, you know, sometimes you have somebody, you know, a number of people who are overwhelmed when it comes to their workload. And so you hear some of those nightmares. But again, we talked about a free consultation, you know, that is so important that, you know, you don't have to pay out of pocket to get some, you know, to get, you know, a legal consultation. When we talk about personal injury, it is a wide array. Okay, auto accidents. That's an area that you also accept as
certainly. Yeah, I just settled a case involving a van that went off the road, carrying a bunch of workers, and it was a commercial van heading to a factory and. Multiple people died, and one of my clients was ejected from the van and landed about 50 feet away and was rendered quadriplegic due to a severe spinal cord injury. And she ended up passing away about a year and a half later after spending quite a bit of time in a nursing home.
When you're talking about auto accidents, there's always one area that cannot be avoided. And that is auto insurance.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I watch, you know, the Rogers rate and, you know, Flo and everybody, and they never seem to mention personal injury protection. Okay. And, you know, so that's, you know, people have to be educated in that area.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of insurance coverage that people don't know about. And, you know, they want you to buy as little as possible, but really you should be buying personal injury protection, more than limited tort. Limited tort, for those that don't know, is it can really limit how much you can get.
Tom, I have full coverage. Don't worry about it.
I believe
that. Get it. Well, you know what I mean when
yeah.
I say that, right?
Yeah.
People have no idea that they what full tort is or limit. They just think they have full coverage. And they really don't understand it, right?
Right.
You know, personal injury protection, obviously, trying to get more than a minimum, number one. Number two, under an uninsured motorist because of, you know, so many people. And then, of course, full tort.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So those are areas that, you know, you won't see on you'll hear about bundling, but you're not going to hear about them. We do have a caller on the line, okay? And I do understand that this caller is typically a host on the show. Marla Vitarello, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing today?
There she is.
I first of all, I apologize. I would have loved to have been there in person. I had an appointment that ran late, so I'm just calling in to say hi, to my crew, and That's say nice. Hi to Tom.
You're at Friendly's Ice Cream? Is that what you said?
My favorite wish spot. I was at Friendly's Ice Cream.
Reese's Peanut Butter Listen, Cup I'm Sunday.
That's right.
That's what I get.
Really? Yeah.
So, Mark.
I'm at the Capitol Grill, so I can't complain, but I had to take this appointment, so I apologize.
We appreciate the call. If you would... a little bit, and certainly want to introduce you to Tom Bosworth, a fantastic attorney who's done some great things and had some great decisions on behalf of people who are catastrophically injured. A little bit about Synergy Pharmacy, if you would, Mar.
So Synergy Pharmacy is a specialty pharmacy out in Bridgeport, Pennsylvania. We handle primarily workers' comp in Pennsylvania, and we also do some auto accidents. The biggest thing with our pharmacy is that there's no out-of-pocket costs for your client, and meds are shipped directly to their house. So they're able to treat and get back to life, right? So I know. Did I just sound like a recorded, PSA?
We only have five minutes.
Yes, you did.
So I'm asking. That's why. Marty, you do what do you do in Pennsylvania and Jersey? Do you do work comp in PA or personal injury? And work comp, where do you do personal injury and work comp at?
Yeah, so in Pennsylvania, we focus primarily on the workers' comp in PA. And then in New Jersey, we mostly focus on the car accidents. Just, I wish we could take it all. We do take, majority of the cases, even when presented. It's just the laws change constantly, so we kind of have to move in and out of that, infrastructure. So we try our best and... make sure your clients have exactly what they need. But workers' comp, we do take open cases and litigated cases for Pennsylvania.
Tom, where are you? You're licensed in Pennsylvania
and New Jersey.
And New Jersey. Okay.
That's great. Okay. And so what I'll do is I'll connect with you offline, and we'll chit-chat on how we can help each other and great. How we can help your clients and patients. And, I wish I would have been there to meet you in person today, but I certainly will meet you soon.
For sure.
And before you go, Mar, I want to introduce you to a new host we have on the show, Dr. Sanjay Bhatnagar.
He hasn't been showing up lately.
He looks.
Guess what? I'm going to tell you something, Marla.
He looks familiar.
He ate your portion of Chick-fil-A.
He did. He's in house today, and I missed it.
He just Marla. Swallowed it. Go ahead, talk, Sanjay.
Marla, how are you?
Hi, honey. How are you?
Can we
Good
come
to
hear
to your voice?
Can we come to Capitol Grill?
You can definitely.
I'm
come
just
to
kidding.
Grill.
Friendly's ice cream.
We are going. No. We're going to lunch afterwards, and we're going to Friendly's. And
I
you're
would,
a Capitol Grill.
I would always love to have lunch with you guys. So I just. Had a double booking today, and I apologize for not being there in person, but we will definitely go to Capitol Grill and do a makeup lunch. How's that?
Ooh. There you go.
Well, that sounds
and Tom,
good.
Tom Bosworth of Tom Bosworth Law will be there.
All right. I can't Gladly. Wait to meet
that's,
you, Tom.
That's like a block from my office, so it I think is. I can make it.
Right. Yeah. Well, where are you at? What building
Broad
are you
Broad and Sansom, 123 South Broad.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's one of the main buildings.
Right across from Union League.
And by the way, just so you know, those big settlements – you're not only going, brother, you're paying. We're going to be going there every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I'm going to be talking That's to you about a loan.
I told you I have children. All right, so
they're
trying,
gonna break
I want
you.
Them to go to college. I do.
They're going to break you, believe
That's
me.
That's right.
I'm broke.
Well, your kids are three and one and
yep,
a half.
Three and great.
With the gravy train's over. Time to get jobs.
That's what I'm saying. I was working at four. I don't know.
Right,
I'm,
exactly.
I'm joking. I'm just kidding.
I know.
So listen, I'm going to sign off. I will tell you guys. I will catch up with you soon. And, I look forward to meeting you, Tom.
Same to you.
Thank you for calling, Marla.
Bye, Marla.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Awesome.
Bye, Sanjay.
That was a great call. Well, TJ, what time are we going to? 4 o'clock. Fantastic. Break the bad news to everybody else coming behind us. It's one of the things I love about, these broadcasts are the network. Like, in other words, you have professionals in every area, and there's no reason why you can't get educated. There's no reason why, because there's no out-of-pocket costs. And to me, it's the great, great equalizer. Okay, I say it all day long. I mean, when you bring an attorney in, and there's a true injury, and sometimes it's long-term, And we talked about how insurance companies sometimes, well, sometimes the large overwhelming majority of the time, you know, they're there to do everything they can not to, you know, not to pay out. Okay. It's when they often deserve to pay out, and it could take a long time. So what, Tom, talk about, sometimes having to get experts and invest in the case. That's an important part of somebody picking an attorney. They need to be able to pick somebody who obviously has the experience on the big cases like yourself, but at the same time, who can afford to invest or has a network to make sure that that injured individual, okay, or unfortunately, if it's a death case, wrongful death, then that attorney and that firm can afford to invest in the experts if needed.
Yeah, especially with medical malpractice cases, because unlike a car accident case or a regular case, you're required under the law to get a medical expert to sign off essentially on the case before it's filed to sue a healthcare provider. So that law was passed some years ago to try to protect doctors from frivolous lawsuits. But, you know, not all lawyers are equipped to handle that,
yeah,
or afford it. So it's definitely a consideration.
No question about it. And I had thought about that. When your office, you said your office is at 123?
South Broad, yep.
South Broad. So you're right in Center City.
Yep.
Gentlemen, we have a couple minutes left in the broadcast maximum. Let's go around the horn one more time. Contact information, Dr. Sanjay Bidnati.
Occidental Pain and Spine Center, 215-741-7031, oxfordvalleypain.com.
Dr. Jim Brady, if you would.
Dr. James Brady, chiropractor. I have offices in Ben Salem, Port Richmond, East Oak Lane, near Olney, 215-245-1000.
And Tom Bosworth. By the way, it's a very cool name, isn't it? It sounds like a superhero.
It sounds like an adventure.
No relation to the football player, but the Boz.
We got the Boz on. That's
Boz,
awesome.
We got the Boz in the house.
By the way, the Boz. I can tell you. I know I'm aging myself here, but he was a great football. Got injured. Wasn't in the pros. He didn't have as good a career, and they bust on him for not being able to drag down. Which is Bo Jackson, yeah. But no human being on the planet could have.
No.
But he was, so he was a favorite. But your contact information.
Yeah, my website's tombosworthlaw.com, and phone number's 267-928-4183.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. Certainly it's been a great broadcast. TJ in the producer's booth, he really is a good guy, and we do appreciate him. And, of course, we want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Sanjay and Jim Show. Our guest, Tom Bosworth, here on WWDB Talk 860. On behalf of everybody on the panel, Dr. Sanjay Bidnati, his boss, Anju Bidnati.
Yes.
And, of course, Dr. Jim Brady and Marla Vittorello. I'm Joe Dougherty. Thanks for listening, everybody.